So the vast nation of Russia is caught in its own economic standoff. The price of oil is creating a chilly winter for a government that was rolling in cash just a few months ago. The collapse of oil prices, though, has put on hold billions of dollars in new development of oil and gas and other fuels. It has stalled economic reform in Russia, and it has reversed the Russian government's mission to restore its influence in Europe and around the world. But perhaps the single most explosive element of the Russian predicament is the quality of life for the average Russian. James Rogers covers Russia for our partner, the BBC World Service. And James, the evidence of a declining quality of life for Russians is probably best in evidence in areas that are involved in the oil industry itself. What have you observed?
Well, that's right. I think at the moment, probably people are very nervous about what's to come. I mean, let's think about the way this has gone. In the summertime, we were looking at those prices of $147 a barrel. If you'd asked people then, is oil likely to be close to $200 or $20 by the end of the year? I think most people would have said $200, and most of those people would, of course, have been wrong. So I think people are concerned about what's to come, and we're already seeing that trickling through into the rest of the Russian economy. New Year is the big holiday here in Russia. Travel agents are saying they're getting fewer bookings, restaurants are reporting harder times, and there's a big question mark over just how much people are going to be spending in the shops in the run-up to that New Year holiday.
And part of that confidence problem relates to the cancellation of large industrial projects of various kinds, some in the oil industry, some sort of related to the oil industry, that really were dependent upon 140 and upwards prices of oil. What particular industrial sectors and geographic sectors of Russia have been affected?
Well, you've got to look at the way this country's gone in the last 20 years. There was chronic underinvestment in pretty much everything in the 1990s, the decade immediately following the collapse of communism. That's all been reversed, or at least that reversal has begun in the last decade. So there were a lot of public works projects, building Russia's infrastructure, some very poor roads once you get outside the capital here. That's where that money's going. And for the moment, those projects are still going on. But I think, again, there's a big question mark over them. The Russia had budgeted that next year it would have oil at around $90 a barrel, so it's having to redraw the state budgets to put that at around 50. The oil companies are having to do the same, and that, of course, is affecting their investment into new projects.
Well, give me a sense of a city you visited where projects that were in an aggressive state of spending are suddenly on hold and things are being cancelled.
Well, I went to the city of Perm, which is in the Ural Mountains. It's two time zones from Moscow. It's really on the edge of the oil fields. Beyond there, you get into the Ural Mountains themselves, and then further east into Siberia. And people were saying there that the local government were saying that they are looking again at spending projects. I did visit one project where they were building a bridge. This was going to be a very important road link. Chatting to the workers there, they said, well, we hope the crisis isn't going to affect us. We're going to continue working on this. Other projects, though, they weren't so sure. There are big question marks, just as everybody's having to radically redraw their budgets for 2009.
And in Russia, unlike the United States, where there is a taxpayer revenue source for the government, I mean, when fossil fuels decline like this, it really deprives the government of almost its main source of revenue. I guess in the seconds before we go, a chilly winter in Russia this year, eh?
It certainly looks that way, I think, both for the government and for the private sector. Everyone hoping for better times next year.
All right. James Rogers, BBC correspondent in Moscow, but who has just returned from the edge of the Ural Mountains on the rim of Siberia, where Russian investment is declining in the all-important oil industry. Thank you, James.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.